It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up this hour, we're going to play the worst. Hashtag the worst, 312-981-7200. I'm excited for tonight because we have tickets to give away to the Flower and Garden Show, one of my favorite shows in Chicago. I don't come across as a flower guy or a garden guy, but you put them both together.
Flower and Garden.
I'm Flower and Garden.
All day.
It was funny because I feel like I remember listening to WGN Radio because Kathy and Judy would do remotes from the Flower and Garden Show. So I know it, and I used to work at Navy Pier, so I know the Flower and Garden Show pretty well. So anyway, tickets tonight, that's what we're giving away for the best, the worst. That's coming up at 9:30, 312-981-7200. And then the band Knee High will be live in studio at 10:30. Live music, it's Mondays. Why not? All right, well, my next guest was the chef, the executive chef at Fountainhead. And before that, he was the man behind City Provisions, talking about Cletus Friedman. Cletus is a well-known name in the culinary scene, but late last month, news came out that Friedman was leaving Fountainhead, where he was executive chef, and also behind the new cider bar, Northman, which is yet to be opened. What's next for Cletus? Well, today's his first day on a new job. Cletus is a man I met doing improv years ago in a different, I feel like different lives for both of us,
oh,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Great to see you, man.
Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So you made news. I mean, this is a big deal, like, because Fountainhead was a restaurant that, you know, people, Ravenswood, I guess it's Ravenswood, right?
Ravenswood,
and everyone it's got great reviews and it's raved for years, and it was surprising to people that you were walking away. What happened?
It's interesting that it was such a surprise, and it wasn't a surprise. It was something that came pretty quickly. It was definitely not something that I was looking to just up and leave. I love Fountainhead. I had a great time there. I did a really good run. An offer came across my lap that I kind of couldn't refuse. It gave me the opportunity to be creative while having a little more balance in my life, and the two of them together just is very hard to come by as a chef. So
let's talk about that, because today was your first day.
Today's your first day on the job.
So give us a review of your first day.
So my new gig is at a place called Cafe Bocce.
Yeah, of course,
it's
downtown.
It's a fast casual Italian place down in the Loop. They have four different locations. One has a bar. They have a huge catering arm, so it gives me the opportunity to kind of flex that muscle to a fast casual crowd in the Loop.
Well, it's a different kind of muscle. I mean, because what you were doing at Fountainhead, or even getting ready to with the Cider House, was much more. I guess it's casual fine dining, but it's nighttime fare. It's booze. There's a lot going on there. Cafe Bocce. That's more of like, it seems like a place I love to go to lunch.
It's almost the total opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah. Going from a craft beer and whiskey bar to a fast casual Italian place in the Loop, which really excites me. As I was kind of preparing recipes and thinking of creative things I wanted to do, I started to realize that somewhat an Italian version of what I was doing at City Provisions.
Right, I was going to say that. So, I mean, talk about City Provisions, because that was where you really sort of made your name.
It really defined my career as a chef. It really gave me the opportunity to learn a lot of things. That's where I learned how to brew. That's where I learned beekeeping and butchery, whole animal butchery, and sausages, and I mean, it really helped me spread my wings, and it gave me a huge opportunity, which I'm forever indebted to those years.
So let's talk. So the last couple of weeks, I mean, this has sort of been an end, like almost like a big party for you, because it's the end of Fountainhead.
Yeah.
What's it like to leave a place that, I mean, you've been with since the origins of that place? What was it like to sort of walk out the door last week?
Well, I came on. They're going on 6 years old. I came in after year two and a half, three. So, but still, it's been an emotional roller coaster, really, because I really had a great tenure there. I built up a great team. We really turned that place into even more of an institution than it was. I mean, the place has been the best craft beer bar in the top 100 in the country, top one in the whiskey bars as well. It's made a lot of great lists that don't even involve food. And coming into it, my goal was really to elevate the food to match the level of the beverage program. And I feel like I did that. And I feel like I leave somewhat of a legacy with my team back there and what I've done. And it feels really good to be able to walk away from that type of thing, especially having the support from the community that I have. It feels really good.
I have so many questions just about, you know, how you run a kitchen, the philosophy. Obviously, coming from City Provisions, you know, you have a real knowledge of food. I mean, City Provisions, that's the idea of, like you're just talking about, learning how to beekeep. I don't know what that is.
Right.
I don't know if that's a thing you can do. But Cletus Friedman knows how to do it. He knows how to make sausage. He knows craft beer, brewing, all that kind of thing. So let's take a break. When we come back, I want to know about your philosophy as you move and your career. I mean, this is a big step for you to move to Cafe Bocce, which is somewhat of a Chicago institution because it is Loop Lunch Fair. Everybody knows it.
Right.
To bring your skills as a as a chef, an executive chef, somebody plays in the foodie scene, to a popular but a lunch destination. I want to know more about what your philosophy is going to be. I mean, it's only day one. Cletus Friedman is my guest tonight on Download. Thank Stay you. With us. It's a Download here on WGN Radio. My guest, Cletus Friedman, chef. I call you chef. Hey, chef.
Hey, chef.
Cletus and I knew each other from way back when. I mean, I feel like this was like 20 years ago,
It's
man.
Been 20 years. It
so
really
that's how
has.
I knew you in improv.
I know.
And I've watched your career move up, and I've seen you, you know, with City Provisions and, you know, the articles and the big articles about you moving in City Provisions. I'm like, oh, was he going to improv classes for chefs?
Yeah.
What's he doing? When did you get into food?
My first job when I was 14 was in a restaurant. I've been in food my entire life. When I moved out here, I wanted to kind of switch things up and do a little comedy. Try some improv, so I stayed in restaurants during the day and did the improv at the night and nighttime. And when my kids were born, 10 years ago, I made the decisions to commit to going this way.
So let's talk about what that means. Like when you say you're going to commit to this way and getting into City Provisions, that whole thing. Like, what is a training like for you to move forward? You said you've been in restaurants since you were 14, but when you got here, what was your progression?
My progression was just surrounding myself with a lot of great people that I wanted to learn specific tasks from, whether it was, you know, meeting a lot of people and working on the catering side or working in the kitchen side, constantly networking and meeting people and knowing, kind of finding out where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do. I had the idea for City Provisions years and years ago, and it took me a little while to kind of get it in my head and figure out how to execute it, figure out what the best way was for my what at that time was my long-term plan, and really get an understanding of what I wanted to do with my creative work and how I wanted to throw that down. And City Provisions was kind of a perfect example of all of the creative things that I wanted to do that had gathered in the years of my career and throw it all out there. And I went for it, and I really did all the things that I wanted to do, and I have no regrets.
What were the challenges that stood in your way? Was it just, you know, getting capital and being able to put that stuff together? Was it, internal in the sense that, oh, my God, I'm taking on this huge project?
I think for me personally, the having the full right brain creative sense and not having the entire business sense or any kind of partnership to help me with that might have been the downfall.
Understanding, like running it like a small business.
Exactly.
Because at the beginning, I mean, it really was a creative venture for you.
Yes, and I was balls out wanting to do everything that I wanted to do, and very committed to a specific mission of really wanted to connect people with what they were eating and without fail. And there was, in my mind, there was nothing wrong with that. What was great about working with Fountainhead is I had a group of partners that let me be that creative force. And while I was also managing, you know, food costs, labor costs, all these other things, they were the ones that were taking care of
that.
You
see that a lot. You know, people don't recognize that when you get to restaurants where maybe it's a Cletus Friedman joint,
right?
There are partners that are dealing with the small business faction or the parts of the business that a chef doesn't have to deal with, which frees you up to be more creative.
It does, but you also need to surround yourself. You were asking me about my attitude in my kitchen. Every chef is who they are because of the people that work for them. And I always say that I can never be who I am without my entire team. And I am very team-minded, and I like to give people creative freedom in my kitchen because that's what they're there to do. They're there not just to learn, but to express their creativity. You don't really want to stifle that. You really want to feed it and blow them up as much as possible. If I could see all the cooks that have worked for me go on and open up their own restaurants, well, then I'm going to feel good at the end, you know?
Well, I mean, there's such a knowledge now around foodie culture, around kitchens, thanks to Food Network and Bravo and all the kinds of shows that show a kitchen.
Right.
They show the sort of everyone, you know, like interacting with each other. They show, as we're talking about, the drama.
Yeah, the glamorization. The glamorization of it.
So tell us what it's like to work in a kitchen. For you, your whole life you've been in a kitchen. You know, you've done everything from, you know, a cook on the line to all the way to executive chef. Talk about what life is like in the kitchen.
I was telling someone the other day about my job transition, and they said, oh, you're going to be working part-time. I was like, I don't know that 50 hours a week is part-time. They said, well, it's part-time compared to what you're doing now. I mean, it's brutal. It's brutal work that I love and will get up every single day to work 14 hours a day for because I love what I do. I'm very passionate. It's not easy to be under such pressure in the kitchen, to be around fire, to be around hot grease, to be in a tiny space with five other people, and you're bumping and you're slamming and you're chopping and their knives. And it's not for everybody, but for a select group of people, it is for them. And for those people that are crazy enough to want to go out and do it, they need someone to look up to and someone that's going to come in there every single day and drive them to be the best that they can be.
What are you going to bring to Cafe Bocce? I mean, from a Fountainhead experience, from even you know, as the plans that were starting to be put together for the Cider House, like, what are you going to bring to something like Bocce?
Well, right off the bat, I bring my passion for what I do, and I feel like that's infectious. I bring my attitude of bringing in local farmers, sustainable food, and working with that the most that I can. And just making really good food and organization, leadership, those types of things that you know, younger cooks really need when they're coming up.
You mentioned that about sustainable food. I mean, that's if someone listening right now is not familiar with City Provisions, that was the whole idea, was almost the early adapter to the sort of farm to table concept that just kind of took off.
Right.
But you were doing it where it was like, I want to create food or create products that are actually made, you know, sustainable, that are close to Chicago.
Yes, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
That's it.
And making them great and making it homemade and not, you know, buying jars of this and cans of that and getting down and dirty and doing it yourself.
Let me ask you, you know, one thing about working for Cafe Bocce, which is going to be passionate and creative for you, you're not going to be front and center. You're not going to have the restaurant reviewer coming in to sample lunch at Cafe Bocce and be like, Cletus Friedman, the executive chef. Like, you're not going to be a sort of foodie star.
Yeah.
And do you get addicted to that kind of thing because you were at Fountainhead and everyone's writing about you, or City Provisions are writing about you? I mean, did you balance that at all about taking a job that you'd be more behind the scenes?
I never got into this career to be at the front and center of things. I got into it because I love making food. I love watching someone smile and digging into someone's heart to touch on a memory that they have because they tasted something like their grandmother's or they smelled something. That's what I do. What I do, the media attention, all of it, it's great, but I'm driven by something totally different now. And that's by having more of a balance, being with family, doing what I love to do. As much as I love being in the spotlight, it's not something that I need.
This is a move for you that obviously is moving to something that's more established, that, you know, it's not sort of the restaurant where you're like, oh, we really got to make this work. If it's going to work, it's going to be successful. This is traditional. This is their Cafe Bocce's there. It's not
it's already working. Right.
So for you, do you find yourself continuing in this way? Is this the end of what we're going to see Cletus Friedman in restaurants in Chicago?
I don't know. This is what it is now. It's what I plan for, and for as long as I could see. There's so much opportunity to do some really great stuff. I'm still going to be doing beers. I'm still going to be doing chef events there. There's a lot of things that I can continue to do in this space, and they're allowing that, and it's a win-win for me.
Cletus Friedman, now with Cafe Bocce, formerly Fountainhead and City Provisions, of course, and Improv. We didn't even talk about our playground days.
On the next episode.
Chef Friedman, as I'll call you from here on out.
Thank you.
Great to see you, man.
Thank you, host Kaufman.
And congratulations on the move downtown.
Appreciate it.
I hope to see you soon.
You will. Thank you.